AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Payments for food aid through the government's SNAP program were due to be halted tomorrow as a result of the government shutdown. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was among those who sued to stop it.
The judge in our case ruled that the Trump administration must turn the spigot on and must release these SNAP dollars. That's an important win.
1 in 8 Americans uses SNAP funds to buy groceries. President Trump is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster so Republicans can reopen the federal government. However, the idea was swiftly rejected by Republican leaders. And Christina Fernando reports a lawsuit alleging inhumane conditions at a Chicago-area immigration detention facility.
A group of people detained at the ICE facility in Broadview, Illinois, say they were denied food, water, and basic medical care. The class action lawsuit also argues that federal authorities denied detainees private calls with attorneys, and that they also blocked members of Congress, journalists, and lawyers from entering the building. Agents have also allegedly coerced people into signing paperwork they don't understand, leading them to unknowingly relinquish their rights and face deportation.
Overseas, the Red Cross says it's transferred 3 more sets of remains to Israel, but it's unclear yet whether they're those of deceased hostages. And Gethin Kulbar reports disruptions may be ahead, depending on your viewing habits.
YouTube TV viewers have lost access to Disney channels, including ABC and ESPN, after contract talks broke down. Other channels like the Disney Channel, FX, and Nat Geo have also disappeared. YouTube TV announced Thursday that Disney followed through on a threat to suspend its content during negotiations. YouTube claims Disney used the blackout threat to push for higher prices, benefiting its own streaming services like Hulu Plus Live TV and Fubo. YouTube TV expressed disappointment and urged Disney to work toward a fair agreement. I'm Gethin Kulbar.
This is AP News. Ed Donahue has today's AP Markets Report.
A strong profit report from Amazon was the catalyst on Wall Street today. The indexes finished higher to close out the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 40 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite gained 143 points. Amazon's sheer size of roughly $2.4 trillion means its stock movements carry more weight on the S&P 500 than almost any other companies. Without it, the S&P 500 would have been down for the day. Apple stock swung between modest gains and losses throughout the day before finishing with a dip of close to 0.5%. Online message board Reddit jumped 7.5% to erase losses from earlier in the week. I'm Ed Donahue.
So far this year, the Dow's gained more than 5,000 points, or 11.8%. The S&P's up 16.3%, and the NASDAQ 22.9%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.